Yorana from Tahiti, and welcome to Filled with His Love. Okay, so the topic I've chosen for today might sound a little strange, but I think you'll see why I chose it by the time I finish this episode. When you insert yourself into a foreign culture, even one you've been familiar with in the past, there are always surprises. One surprise for me during our mission in Tahiti has been the driving behavior of Tahitians. I have visited and lived in a number of different countries, but I have never encountered driving behavior like this. Here's an example. Our apartment is located on what is called a servitude, like a service road. It's a windy driveway that serves about 10 different homes. It's a one-way driveway. So if somebody else is coming in when you're going out, one of you needs to move somehow to accommodate the other. One of our neighbors, an 84-year-old man who is always caring for his yard. In fact, I found out today, I didn't know this, that the very name of this street, there's a street sign at the very end of the street, is named after him. I asked him his name. We've been talking to him for a couple of months, and I said, "What is your name?" And he says, "Jean." And I said, "Oh." And he said, "And my last name is Golaz. Golaz is the name of our street." I had no idea, because this has been where he and his family, his mother, whatever, have lived for years and years and years. So this 84-year-old man said to me, "Hey, if someone is coming the other way, you can always back into my place here so they can get by." Nice. Very nice. We drive a Nissan truck that is way too big for these tight little places, so his offer was welcome. But no matter what happens, it always seems like the other driver defers to me. They seldom expect me to defer to them. They always accommodate. Quite amazing. But there's more. Listen to this. If I'm trying to get onto the main road from my driveway, the car coming down the lane often stops for me so I can get on my way. This is something I've actually never seen before. I mean, I do not have the right of way. That person has the right of way. It's a main street, but he can see that I need to get out. So what do they do? They turn on their hazard lights or flash their headlights, whichever one, to show me that they are going to stop for me and so I can come out. I couldn't figure out what they were doing at first. I've never used my hazard lights like that. But they do it literally all the time. If I'm in a parking lot and trying to shoehorn my way into a parking space barely big enough, if someone's walking by, they stop and guide me into it so I don't bump into another car. And if you're a pedestrian, you just stand on the crosswalk as if you're ready to cross, and four lanes of traffic, they all stop for you. Always. If some of these things happened just once or twice, I'd chalk it up to someone being especially nice. But it's a pattern. It's a culture. If someone needs to get on the road, you help them. If someone is backing up into a parking space, you help them. So many drivers here think of the needs of the other driver rather than thinking only of their own needs. Quite unique. Wouldn't you agree? I mentioned how much I appreciated the Tahitian way of driving the other day to this man that I was riding with in a car, and he said, "Oh, that's totally Tahitian. When my kids go to France and then they stay there for a few years and come back, they drive like the French." Or I could say they drive like Americans. They don't stop for anyone. They just think about where they need to go and want to get there as fast as they can. So I tell my kids, "Hey, you're not in France. You're Tahitian, and you need to drive like one." Now let's look at the complete opposite of what I might call the Tahitian thoughtfulness approach to driving. The worst driving behavior we can imagine is called road rage. I hadn't heard any news stories recently about road rage, so I looked up the statistics. Here's what I found. In 2023, 92% witnessed an act of road rage in the past year. Think of that. Virtually everyone has seen road rage on the highways. A total of 12,610 injuries and 218 murders have been attributed to road rage over a 7-year period in the United States. In 2022, someone was shot and killed in a road rage incident every 16 hours. Unbelievable. 66% of traffic fatalities are caused by aggressive driving. road rage has been responsible for about 300 deaths since 2013. 50% of drivers respond to the careless acts of other drivers with aggressive behavior themselves. 500% increase in reported cases of road rage over the last 10 years. You know, I must say the last statistic was astounding. That means that during the past decade, there are five times more incidents of road rage than in the previous decade. Not pretty at all. Since motives are behind every human act, let's examine for a moment the motives of the Tahitian thoughtfulness driving and compare those motives with those of the drivers with road rage. To me, the Tahitian way is simply the golden rule. They see everyone as their neighbor, just as Jesus taught in the parable of the Good Samaritan. So strangers stop for strangers. They yield for a moment their desire to get to their destination so you can get to your destination, even though they've never seen you before and may never see you again. Their driving behavior reminds me of the Immanuel Levinas, a French Jewish philosopher. He believed that our primary goal in mortality was to respond ethically to what he called the other. In other words, to anyone we meet. He talked about the importance of face-to-face meetings where we try to understand the uniqueness of the other person rather than assuming who they are or why they do what they do. Our job is to understand them. Contrary to Tahitian thoughtfulness is road rage. Think of it for a minute. What lies behind road rage? Why does one driver get angry at another driver? Because the other driver made it more difficult to get where the angry driver wants to go. They cut them off. They slow down in front of them. Whatever makes one driver angry comes out of focusing on one's own needs and not on the needs of the other. Totally opposite from the Tahitian way. Of course, Tahitian drivers want to get where they are going. But when they see that someone else needs a helping hand, they help. A yield sign in Tahiti says, cede accès, meaning, first give access to the other driver. So Tahitians often yield even when there is no yield sign present. They can see where you're going and what you're trying to do, and they want to help you get there. People with road rage want to yield to no one. They think of themselves first and foremost. No one else really matters. They see other drivers as impediments to their own goals. The applications to relationships are quite clear. Those with healthy attachments think of others' needs and hopes and desires. That doesn't mean that they forget their own needs entirely. Tahitian drivers who stop still get to their destinations. But it means that those with healthy attachments are thinking often of the mystery, as Levinas calls it, of the other. Let's face it, each person on this earth is unique. We come to understand one another in a marriage or in a close relationship bit by bit. We discover things in the other person we didn't know existed, and we discover things in ourselves because of the relationship that we could not have understood in isolation. Anger, on the other hand, is like poison to a relationship. I know that some advocate for letting all your frustrations out by getting angry, but in my own experience, it doesn't work. Anger hurts the recipient of the rage as well as the perpetrator. Those with road rage sometimes kill the other driver that made them angry. But anger can kill someone else emotionally or spiritually, even when it is just expressed in words or gestures. The scriptures teach this. Anger causes you to want to get back at the other person, to hurt them in some way because they've hurt you. Can you imagine President Nelson getting angry at Wendy, speaking harshly to her? I can't. I'm confident it doesn't happen. Frustrations come to everyone, but harshness is not the answer. We need to find ways to describe our frustrations without taking it out on someone else. Healthy attachments mean that you trust one another, you have confidence in them, you love them, you want the best for them, and even in healthy attachment relationships, there will be moments of misunderstanding, and that's when both parties need to find out how to work their way back to full understanding. So one thing I've been trying to do since arriving in Tahiti is to drive the Tahitian way. When I see someone who needs to get on the road, I am on. I press my hazard light button and slow down so they can turn onto the road. It's something I've never done before coming here. It's actually quite fun. It makes you feel like you helped someone when all you did was press a button and slow down. Not hard. Not hard at all. And as I relate to others, I want to try to master the Tahitian way as well. I want to think of others' needs, not only my own. I want to reach out and give a hand up when someone needs a little boost. Hope this has been helpful, and we will see you next time.